Is up, game hackers. This is Chris. I am joined with JP and Joe.
Yo.
Alright, so it's been a long time, and we've recorded some podcasts, but they all sucked, so I didn't post them. Deal with it.
Now, did they just suck because I wasn't there? Or did they just suck in general?
No, it's because I wasn't there.
Yeah, it sucked because you both weren't there. I had, like, a random panel of people join me.
So, where's David right now, do you know?
I haven't seen David in a very long time. So, David, if you're listening, come back to us.
We really don't need
that. That would be nice. Okay, so, to start off our topics, what have we been playing recently?
Actually, just wanted to start by saying that this will be a short podcast, hopefully. Probably, like, 20 minutes at most. Because later on this week, we have a better podcast coming for you.
And we'll cover that toward the end.
Alright, so what have you guys been playing?
I really haven't had too much time to play anything, honestly.
What about you, Joe?
Just been working on stuff with the core.
Yeah, they got some cool guys over there. I've been talking to a few of the staff members lately.
Yeah, I've been chilling around there a lot. Working on my own site and stuff.
Alright, so I've been playing the Bad Company 2 demo. I don't know if you guys have checked that out yet. No?
I haven't heard of it, really.
I think the game comes out, like, tomorrow or something. Yeah, it's pretty good, I guess. I'm not really thrilled with it. I think Modern Warfare 2 is a little better.
Yeah, not much beats Modern Warfare 2.
What are you munching on over there? Sounds delicious.
Some chips. It is pretty good.
Our listeners like details. What kind of chips?
Sour cream and onion.
Would you say that's your favorite kind of chips?
I might.
You might say that? I might say you're a homosexual.
Oh, well.
Well, to each their own, I guess. What do we got next?
Alright. Ubercast Fail Whale. I'll let you take this one, Vash, since you know all the details.
Yeah, so I posted this article on the homepage after talking to Costello, the owner of GBA Temp, and he said that we could get a joint podcast going with those guys, and I was pumped, and he was pumped. It sounded great. Unfortunately, that didn't work out as planned, because Spikey, the guy who actually hosts the GBA Temp podcast there, he has a personal problem with us, so didn't happen. Whatever.
Well, that's unfortunate for him. It was their loss, really.
Yeah, so I guess they're missing out, because we have an awesome interview coming up later this week.
Alright. Yami's Playground. I looked at it earlier. I didn't really get a chance to download and play with it yet, but it looks pretty nice, Ash.
I actually have to thank Megazig. He worked on a lot of the Wii hacking stuff in the early days, and he's been active with Reggie and other projects. He worked on this one with me. It was just me and him, and we put it out in a couple of minutes. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Sounds pretty nice. I actually didn't know Megazig helped out on Reggie a little bit.
Yeah, he did a lot of the reverse engineering for them in the early days. I heard he's teaching Trekkie how to do it now, though, so he doesn't have to help him anymore.
Yeah, he kind of probably needs to learn that, honestly.
Alright, so what's up next?
New Counter-Strike Source hacks. I believe you're ESP?
Yeah, not only that, we do have an external ESP coming up that's completely VAC2-proof, but we also have an external radar and possibly an external aimbot, so that'll all be in VIP soon enough, whenever I fix my laptop.
Well, damn, I didn't know about I didn't know about the radar or the aimbot.
What about that thing coming out, like Counter-Strike Source Pro or whatever?
What's that about? I haven't heard about that.
I haven't either.
Haven't heard about that, actually. Let me look that up.
Alright, quick little plug for Halo Shadow. He just finished a new version of LSS, Lua Source Scripting, which includes, what does it include? A perfect bunny hop or something, and custom disconnect messages when you leave a server, so check that out.
That sounds pretty nice. I actually, since I need a new Steam account because of somebody.
Alright, so yeah, you guys can look forward to some new stuff in VIP, external, completely back-to-proof, and tell your friends, because we need money to keep the site going. Yeah.
Sounds fun. Next up, we have a secret project of somebody. I guess we might as well say it's Viruses, since he's the only one working on it.
Yeah, Virus is working on something new. I told him I would reveal it on the podcast, but I really think he'll be mad at me for that. So I will say that you guys are going to like it. It does involve a completely new domain, and it's pretty sweet so far.
And that's assuming he gets it all done and whatnot, but you know.
Alright, so outside of Virus's little project, you guys have any cool ideas for projects?
Not really. I mean, I'd love to do something PHP related, because I haven't done too much with that recently. Right now, me personally, I'm working on redoing the IRC bot and whatnot. I might go public with that, I don't know. I just feel like keeping it like VIP right now for some reason.
I like your IRC bot in VIP. It's pretty sweet. I've looked at the latest version. Well, not really the latest one, but a recent version, and it's pretty cool. So everybody listening, go buy VIP and check out his IRC bot, because it's awesome.
Mine's more.
His is pretty sweet now. I don't know if you've seen it yet, Joe.
No, I've seen it. I need to recode mine.
So yeah, anyway, there's another shameless plug. What do you got going on, Joe? What are you working on?
Just stuff for the core, my website, getting back into the actual hacking related scene more than rather than game hacking.
So yeah, I tried to install XNA the other night so I could start developing for the 360, but that didn't work out so well. Anyway, my computer sucks, and I probably won't be able to release something until I redo it.
Well, if you ever need me to do anything, just ask. I probably can. Right now.
I'll write the projects. You can build them for me.
Exactly.
It's called teamwork right there. You get half the credit.
I guess. I'm just here to do nothing.
Alright, so what do we got next? We were briefly mentioned a couple of times on The Wire with Two Eyes, their weekly podcast. The first time was because of a few secrets I found on the Sonic 4 website. Yeah, that was me. And the second time was because of that piracy case, where I sent them the whole story, a few private messages between me and the guy that actually got charged. And they used that story a little bit on there.
Yeah, I don't know how much you told them about that, so I'm not going to say too much.
I selectively sent them private messages. I blurred things out in the images. There wasn't much to go on.
I kind of figured, so I'll keep my mouth shut on that.
It was a good story, though. That was definitely something to look into. So if you guys are listening, go check out thewire.com with two eyes. So I guess it's The Weir. Check out their podcast, and you'll hear about us on there.
Yep, sounds good. Actually, didn't know they started one podcast. Anyways, our last thing is an interview with Tom from Bioshack.
BioShock works for BioWare, actually.
Oh, whatever. I mess that up all the time.
BioShock is a good game, though, so I'll let it go.
Just
Yeah,
don't
so
let it
anyway,
go.
we kind of offered this interview up as part of the joint podcast thing with GBA Temp, but they turned us down. So we will have the exclusive on it. Tom Rader from BioWare will be here hopefully this Friday. We'll have it up probably the same night, and he'll spill the details on whatever he's been working on.
Sounds good. Now, has he mentioned anything to anybody else about what he's been working on, or what?
Well, here's what I can say. He is working on something, but he can't talk about what he's working on because EA is his employer and they can legally just say whatever he's been working on is their property and they'll sell it themselves. So, no, he's not working on anything.
Oh, okay. So, how does that work with getting into our podcast at all?
I think I'll talk about what his friends are working on and what a private company is working on that he might or may not be a part of.
Okay. That's, I guess that works.
Yeah, that's the politics of the gaming industry right there. Because EA likes to steal people's work if you actually are employed by them.
I think I've read a few things about that.
So anyway, Thomas Rader from BioWare will be here. He is not working on anything new, but he will probably tell us stuff that other people are working on, if you catch my drift.
Right, I think that pretty much wraps it up. Pretty short this week.
The perfect length. We'll be back on Friday, hopefully, if everything goes as planned this week. And you guys can listen in for our interview with Tom. So thanks for
Sounds
joining
good.
us, and I'll see you guys.
Peace.
See?
Live and learn.